Scripture reading today will be from Exodus chapter 32, 1 through 6. When the people saw that Moses delayed to come down from the mountain, the people gathered around Aaron and said to him, "Come, make gods for us, who shall go before us. As for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him." Aaron said to them, "Take off the gold rings that are on the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me." So all the people took off the gold rings from their ears and brought them to Aaron. He took the gold from them, formed it in a mold, and cast an image of a calf. And they said, "These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt." When Aaron saw this, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made proclamation and said, "Tomorrow shall be a festival to the Lord." They rose early the next day and offered burnt offerings and brought sacrifices of well-being. And the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to revel. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. The gospel reading today will be from Luke chapter 10, 25 through 28. Love your God with all your heart. Just then a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written is the law." "What do you read there?" he answered. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have given the right answer. Do this, and you will live." This is the gospel of Christ. Glory to you, O Christ. Amen.
There was a boy who was getting ready for Sunday school. His mom gave him 2 quarters. She clearly said, "Son, remember, one coin for your offering and the other one for your candy." The boy said, "Okay, mom." On the way to church, this boy somehow accidentally dropped one of the 2 coins onto the ground. Then it rolled and rolled, and finally it fell into a drain hole. "Oh no," the boy exclaimed, "but the coin is gone." Then he prayed to God, "Dear God, I am sorry. I just lost your coin." Even this simple humor about a boy tells us that people tend to argue certain things in life always from a self-centered angle. I believe stewardship might be one of those certain things. Stewardship is about changing your perspectives in your living and giving. Stewardship is about remembering that you owe everything to God, including your own life. Stewardship is about putting God first in your life. Probably it is not a good time to talk about money, giving, or stewardship, because many people are seriously and negatively affected by COVID-19 crisis in the U.S. and around the world. Many of you might be also affected by the impact in many different ways. Recently, directly and indirectly, especially in terms of your personal finance. We ordinary people have a common condition or problem of not having enough. Well, as a matter of fact, our life has been always a state of a scarcity. We are surrounded by the worlds of poverty, unemployment, having not enough, lack of money, and lack of food, lots of lack of everything. Please tell me, have you ever had any time not worrying about scarcity? Have you ever had a time when you say, oh my gosh, I have too much money? Do we have anyone saying, gee, I have nothing but lots of money? Never. Unless you are one of the 1% of the richest people. So even so-called rich people believe that they still do not have enough. So how much is enough? See, scarcity has been our reality even before the pandemic time. And now, during this new crisis, this word scarcity really makes us more miserable and extremely terrified. Yes, we are scared to scarcity. However, as faithful disciples, our focus should be on God's abundance and God's faithfulness in our lives, despite our circumstances. Because God created us. God loves us no matter what. God sustains us and helps us to thrive. God is our rock and our foundation. There is an interesting old story about a chicken and a pig in a country farm. One day, it was a day before their owner, farmer's birthday. So they were having a conversation. The chicken says, tomorrow is our farmer's birthday. What can we do for him? I have an idea. How about a delicious breakfast? How about let's make him ham and eggs? After a pause, the pig replies, hey, it's easy for you to say, chicken. You just make a donation of your eggs. But for me, to make ham, it's a total life sacrifice. If we are to be true followers of Jesus, then we must realize that we are the pig, not the chicken. Unlike the Old Testament practices, we do not need to give any offerings that are involved burnt offerings or animal sacrifices. Rather, we are called to be a living sacrifice for God and for others. Romans 12:1 says, I appeal to you. Therefore, Apostle Paul says, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Stewardship is, simply put, a way of life of loving God first. Mike Slaughter defines that loving God is an intentional commitment to self-sacrifice for the well-being of others. Throughout this month of October, our theme is first, putting God first in living and giving. My sermon title today and October 25th are a journey of hope, part one today, and part two on 25th. A faithful life as a faithful steward is a journey of hope, and not just this month, but also an entire life. We are also having a short-term Bible study on stewardship every Wednesday, 7 p.m. during October. And our textbook is Mike Slaughter's Shiny Guts, Finding Freedom from Things That Distract Us. By the way, in the stewardship skit video made by the Ziv family, wonderful job, by the way. And John was reading in his couch this book, Shiny Guts. In our lives, we are surrounded by many shiny guts that distract us in many ways. Of course, these shiny guts are idols. Idols. According to Mike Slaughter, an idol is anything or anyone that receives the primary focus of your energy or resources, which should first belong to God. Even the Ten Commandments, number two, is, you shall not make for yourself an idol. This morning's Exodus text tells us a story when Moses went up to the mountain Sinai, Mount Sinai, and stayed there for how long? 40 days and 40 nights. And finally, Moses is ready to come down from the mountain after receiving the two tablets of the Ten Commandments from God. However, in the meantime, the Israelite people were waiting and waiting for their leader, Moses. They became so impatient. They were too impatient to wait for Moses. So they made a golden calf. A calf statue made of gold. Wait, the people are in the middle of the wilderness. Where did the people get the gold from? Well, the people already had all kinds of jewelry made of gold, gold rings, gold earrings in their possessions. How come? Remember, during the Exodus, the Israelite people were allowed to leave Egypt, then Israelites plundered the Egyptians. Yes, we remember the account of the plundering the Egyptians. I'm sure that the Israelites got a great deal of gold at the time. For what? These gold items were supposed to be and intended to be used for building a God's permanent temple for worship purposes when they finally settled down at a new land. However, instead of building a God's house, the people now erected a golden calf, which was definitely an idol against God and their leader Moses. This is the story from this morning's text of Exodus. No wonder Moses got so mad that with his temper and anger, he threw the two tablets from his hand and broke them into pieces. So, from this golden idol case, a gift, gold, became the object of worship, not the giver, God. Sadly, people worship the gift instead of the giver. Idolatry is not always worshiping graven images or all kind of statues. It could be money, shiny gods, gold, you know, and power, position, or authority, and whatever. It can be anything, any beliefs, any system, any lifestyle, such as addictions under the sun, if these replace God. The German-American theologian Paul Tillich defines idolatry in his book, systematic theology, he wrote, idolatry is the elevation of a preliminary concern to ultimacy. Something essentially finite is given infinite significance. The best example is the contemporary idolatry of religious nationalism. The conflict between the finite basis of such a concern and its infinite claim leads to a conflict of ultimates. It radically contradicts the biblical commandment, unquote. Even though Paul Tillich wrote this in 1951, his definition resonates with us loud and clear today. My brothers and sisters in Christ, this month I am inviting you to a journey of hope, especially through your active participation of our stewardship campaign. Putting God first in your life means you worship God, the giver of your life, the giver of everything in your life, not the other way around. Putting God first in your life means you are finding freedom from things that distract you. Putting God first in your life means that you are on the way to experience joy of loving God and others. Putting God first means that you are embarking. A lawyer is asking Jesus, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus is answering the lawyer with two questions. What is written in the law? What do you read there? The lawyer's answer was perfect. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and your neighbor as yourself. But Jesus' final answer was profound. You have given the right answer. Do this, and you will live. Jesus says, do this, and you will live. In other words, when you put God first in everything in your life, in living and giving, you will enjoy eternity already, here and now, and beyond. Because you are already on the journey of hope with Jesus. Thanks be to God. Amen.